Professor. Bonjour means hello in French. This week we say a goodbye to three of our podcaster members, so don't worry if you cry, because we will be crying too. Enjoy the show! P.S. This episode is going to be extra long as we couldn't do a podcaster last week because all fair inspectors had to come and inspect our school. Now it's time to hear Bob's, Elsa's and Hanban's favourite times on podcaster as a goodbye treat. Starting off with her favourite things is Hanban.
My favourite things are, first, doing things with my friends, secondly, doing things with different people, and thirdly, doing competitions.
And finally, hit Bob with her favourite thing.
Favourite thing would probably be to doing podcaster with my friends. The next thing would be doing games and activities. The third thing would be interviewing Martin Cross, an Olympic gold medalist. The fourth thing would probably be Kiddie Minute when it's not getting out of hand, which it did quite a lot. And fourth thing would just be being in a podcast all together. I've had a great time and I really hate to leave. So thank you to all those people that have helped me.
Now here's Elstars.
Now I'm going to tell you about my favourite things on Podcaster. Number one, 30 seconds and Kiddie Minute are fun, but only when things go according to plan. Two, all the members are all my friends, and number three, we have a really good big laugh. I'm really going to miss you all. A big thank you to Mr. Harper.
Now we have a special surprise. We have an interview with Martin Cross. Martin is a rower who won a gold medal in 1984. He rode with Sir Stephen Redgrave. Martin came to our school to talk about self-belief, and now we are going to have an interview with him. What is it like rowing with Sir Stephen Redgrave?
Well, it's very exciting in one way, and it's very scary rowing with Sir Steve Redgrave, because when I first got to row with him, it was so different when he came in a boat, because he was so strong and so powerful. It was almost like I thought, wow, this is incredible that anyone could be that good. And a big thing that was different about him was that he really, really wanted to win. And I'd won a bronze medal and finished third. But the big difference rowing with Steve Redgrave is he wanted to win. And sometimes it's not very British to want to win. And Stephen changed all that, and it was also good fun, and he's a very, very good friend of mine now, and I still see him a lot, so we have a lot of laughs and a lot of good fun, so it's also very nice because he's a very nice man.
Why did you choose rowing?
One of the reasons that I chose rowing was that my dad had introduced it to the school. So when I went to big school, my dad had started rowing, which was quite a fun sport. And he knew I wasn't good at football, so he said, you could always try rowing. And I did, and I wasn't very good. But at my school, somebody came to help my dad teach sport, PE, who was a rower, an international rower himself. And he used to tell me stories about how exciting it was, and I couldn't wait to try it. So I felt inspired by this other person.
What does it feel like to win a gold medal?
Well, it absolutely feels fantastic. On the one hand, and on another hand, it feels a bit scary because I didn't ever really want to be an Olympic champion. I was quite happy being an Olympic bronze medalist. Sometimes when you do something fantastic, you think, oh, other important people, not like me, should win that. I'm just ordinary Martin. Why am I an Olympic champion that's on telly and everyone's talking about? So then sometimes it's difficult to get used to, so you get a real excitement with everybody watching, and there was 30 or 40,000 people there. And then you think, my goodness, how could I be an Olympic champion? And then you work out it's because you've done all those things with your self-belief and you've pushed really hard and that you really deserve it. And then after a while you think, I really am a proper Olympic champion.
How much training do you have to do?
Well, when I won my medal, I was a teacher and I was teaching. So in the morning before work, I would go and do an hour and a half training on the water. And then at lunchtime, I would go and do an hour training on the water in my lunch break. And then after school, I would do another training session on the water. So I was trying to do that in between teaching the children. But now, in the Olympic team, you have to train so much. So the rowers in Beijing will train 3 or 4 times a day, and each session will be 2 hours long. And they can't have jobs. So all they can do is row, and the government helps them out with money from the lottery to help them do that. So they get paid money if you're very good. So that's what happens.
Thank you very much.
We really enjoyed having you at this school.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On Friday, the 7th of December, Key Stage 2 went on a school trip to the London Science Museum.
We went into launch pads, Challenge of Materials and the IMAX Theatre, where we saw a film called The Forces of Nature.
Unfortunately, we missed an hour of our trip because we got delayed in traffic.
But we still had a great time.
Now it's time for...
Kitty Minute!
Joining us today is Barney.
Hello.
Lloyd.
Hello.
Laura.
Hello.
And Alice.
Hello.
Today's theme is jokes.
Has anybody got any jokes? Barney?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Why?
Because he wanted to get to the other side.
Wow, everybody give him a clap. Woo!
Okay, who has the next joke?
Who has the next joke? Lloyd.
Why did a bubble gum cross the road?
I don't know.
Why?
Because he wanted to go to the other shop.
Okay, Alice, let's have your joke. No? Okay, let's go to Barney.
Why did the banana go to the doctor's?
Did you hear that, everybody? Why did the banana go to the doctor's?
I don't know.
Because he wasn't peeling very well.
Okay, let's have Laura.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the party?
Does anybody know?
No.
You tell us, Laura.
Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Now that's a good one. Has Lloyd and Barney got a joke to keep us going? Lloyd?
Why did the bubblegum go to the doctor's?
Why?
Because he couldn't open his package.
Okay. Let's have Alice now with her joke. What's your joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ella. Elevator.
Okay, thank you for everybody that joined us today on Kiddie Minutes.
Just to do a final joke off is one. Okay, and the man goes to doctors and he goes, "Doctor, doctor, I feel like a pack of cards." And the doctor goes, "I'll deal with you later."
Very good.
Thank you for listening to Podcaster this week. It was really sad, but remember, next time we're going to have 3 new Podcaster members and lots of exciting new things. So let's say a big